Hello, I am discussing ISTE Standard 6 for this podcast, and Standard 6 is the Creative Communicator, and it reads, students communicate clearly and express themselves creatively for a variety of purposes using the platforms, tools, styles, formats, and digital media appropriate to their goals. So when I started researching this standard, my main concern was that students would use technology as a distraction rather than a way to promote and engage in learning. So this concern came from witnessing firsthand the distraction that technology creates. When I was student teaching, students were supposed to be creating a PowerPoint showing the research they had done on a certain animal. And many of the students, especially those who were below grade level, focused more on the imagery of their PowerPoint rather than on the academic content in their PowerPoint. And instead of using it as a way to showcase their research, they just used it as a way to become really creative, which is great. On the one hand, students should be creative, but on the other hand, they need to be using it in a way that aligns with academic standards. And so I started researching this question, and I found out that oftentimes the type of technology and the way it's being used are really, really important. If students don't find the goals they're trying to meet with the technology exciting or engaging, they'll use it in a way that's distracting. But if they find that the goals they're trying to meet using the technology, the academic goals that they're trying to meet, exciting and engaging, then they will use the technology to help them meet their academic goals. So a couple of examples of this that I came across during my research was academic storytelling. And so having students tell stories and then share them using different technological platforms. And there's a ton of them out there. One really popular one that's been discussed a lot in my group and throughout this class has been Sway. Students also have recorded videos of themselves telling their stories or sharing their reports. And I chose to do that in my own student teaching when I had students record themselves reading or sharing their opinion essays. And so those are examples of ways that technology can be really engaging and help students communicate creatively. And so I just think my biggest takeaway from what I've learned while researching this standard is that it really should be about what the end goal is in order to engage students in the use of technology. One of my classmates talked about how Minecraft could be used, and that I think is a really good example of engaging students in kind of this engineering mindset and mathematical mindset in a way that they are already engaged. A lot of students already play Minecraft, and there's so many games like that that can just take the focus off of even academics and just have the students focused on using the technology and having that technology seamlessly integrate the academic goals. One TED Talk I watched when researching this talked about how students were learning how to use 3D printing, how they were learning to create robots, and just many, many different things that are very, very exciting and engaging. And I think that there are a lot of ways that we as teachers can get them excited about technology in a way that also keeps them on task and engaged. So I will go ahead and include the links I found for the different activities and lessons that students can engage in when they are using technology in the classroom, and I would love to hear your comments on what you found to be helpful using technology in the classroom. Thanks.